Welcome to The Conflict.
The Conflict.
A show that discusses life's uncomfortable truths.
You can't handle the truth.
So you can add confidence, happiness, and feel good on the inside.
And the truth shall set you free.
With your host, life genius, The Rich Massa.
But if they hate him, why do they listen?
Most common answer, I want to see what he'll say next.
Yo, 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 what's up, assholes? It is your host, The Rich Massa, and welcome to The Conflict. I'm in a great mood, and I have a very interesting topic I want to talk to you about. I have a new hobby, which is with the how social media is these days and how everyone takes it so seriously. I tend not to go on social media very much unless I'm going to release content. But I have a new game that made me interested in being more active with social medias. One of those things, by the way, stay to the end of the show. This is going to be a very interesting topic, and I want you guys to give me a response or an opinion of the topic today. So here's my new game. My new game is, I'm having too much fun with it. I go on Snapchat, right? And especially if someone's doing, I love doing this to girls mostly, but even it's even funnier when it's a dude. You're like, come on, Rich, what the hell is it? Shut the hell up already and tell me. I go on Snapchat, and when they're in a compromising position, I Snapchat the photo, and I draw a dick on their face. And it's hilarious every single time. And then here's the sadistic part. They have to know that I drew a dick on their face. So what I do is I draw it, and I make it perfect. I make a perfect dick. I make it all like it looks like Homer Simpson's dick. It's a nice thick dick, and I put pubic hair, and I put a little, you know, whatever comes out. You know, I'm not gonna be too graphic, but whatever comes out of the dick on their face, you know, the dick has to give them a facial. And then I send it to them so they could see my masterpiece, and it is glorious and it is fun. Okay, on to the topic today. I made a podcast like this about a week ago, but I listened to it and was just way too angry because I was a little emotional at the time. So I wanted to re-record this, and I wanted to really get your thoughts. And I even brought this up at the gym, telling people about the premise of this particular show I wanted to do. And it really sparked some conversation. Recently, me and my girl, my ex-girl, we broke up. And I have to say, this was the best relationship. I never want to be that person that shits on the other person. It was a great relationship, but the things that were incompatible about us were becoming very apparent. But the main thing, the very main thing that we broke up about is because I watch porn. And she had a problem with, it wasn't that I was watching it, it was the amount of porn that I watched. And I get that, I understand, but here's, we'll get into my main problems with that, but my question that rose up, and this is what I told her, because she was like, I think you have a problem. You watch it while you're working. You watch it. Okay, I have to cut the show real quick because I just got a notification from Facebook. Chris, you asshole. Chris was one of my favorite clients of all time, and I'm going to have him on the show. He just put a notification on Facebook because I announced on Facebook my new hobby is to draw dicks. Now, this is my favorite guy, and one of my favorite clients of all time, and he's a gay guy, and he just put his picture, I think, on Facebook because he wants me to draw a dick on his face. Okay. All right. Back to the subject. That is just hilarious. I love having fun with you guys. So she thought, here's how it worked. I watch it when I'm working. I go, it's entertainment to me. I'll be working. I go, I'm just bored of working. I want some entertainment. I feel like looking to get some tits or this or that. And I'll even do it for YouTube. I'll just like, oh, I want to go. But sometimes it's a little bit of porn. I want to get my testosterone up. And I go back to work. So she sees the history. She sees 15 pages of porn. And she has a problem with that. But here's the thing. I know some of you ladies are like, oh, you shouldn't watch it. It hurts her feelings. She felt that she wasn't pretty enough. She felt that she wasn't good enough, that she'll never be enough for me. And this is what I explained to her. Listen, sweetie. I am very particular with who I date. And the fact that you're around says that you're enough. And I know that comes out being a dick, but it's true. I'm very particular with who I date or who I let into my life. Like, I'll joke around with people, but the people I let into my life, so just that fact, knowing that, this should be enough. But number two, sex is different for guys, ladies. Sex is different. Sex is like food, and we're going to get into more into that, but it's later. Sex is like food, and it's just a screen to me. That's all. It's nothing personal. It's not a personal thing. You're taking it personal, and honestly, it has no effect on you. And she said, well, it makes me feel not enough. I go, you know, I can understand. Well, I'll get back into that a little bit later. So that was the main thing. She didn't like the amount of porn I was watching. So I did promise I wasn't going to watch it while she wasn't home. But she was always home. Always home. So I didn't, ladies, men need alone time. We need it every once in a while. And I'll have a lot of guys hopefully back me up. You asshole guys, you better back me up. Don't back off saying, no, we don't really need alone time. You know we need a little bit. That's why there's man caves. There's man caves because men, and I don't understand the concept of a man cave because my man cave is my fucking house. I'm not going to separate myself like out of fear in my room and have to have a man cave, but that's me. But I digress. Let me get back to the subject because my ADD is kicking in. I'm having a cup of coffee. And number three, it's just a screen. It's just entertainment. I lost my train of thought. What was I saying? Oh, it's not like the sex life went down, okay? And what women have to understand is I get that I have to understand your emotions while, say, you're on your period or you're in an emotional state. Your hormones are different than my hormones, so you're going to be more emotional than me. I have to understand that that is your nature. And here's the main thing. My main argument was men's bodies, we're about a quarter million, this version of human being is about a quarter million years old, and my body is designed to procreate with as many women as possible. That's what it's designed for. So it's not personal, it's just biological. I'm not saying that I should, I'm just saying that's what my body tells me. And men view sex like food. It's food to me. So I'm going to use the analogy of food. And then this is where women come in and say, I'm going to get to that because that was an argument I want to save for later. I eat. Sex to men is very much like food. Let me try to use my words carefully. I eat very healthy. I eat lean proteins, vegetables, black beans. And I'm not dieting. I eat really well and I enjoy my food. I also enjoy cooking my food. I love cooking. It's a relationship with the food and it shows the person I'm with that I care about them. I want to put the effort in. But here's two things. Number one, once a week, I like to go out and have a slice of pizza or a candy bar once a week because my cravings start coming and I need a little bit of an indulgence. And to me, instead, it's a porn for me is a healthy outlet to get out that urge. So it's not personal, but because porn is like junk food. Now, if I watch it and I jerk off to it every friggin' day, a couple times a day, and I get addicted to it, I get what you're saying. So if I eat a lot of junk food, I'm going to be a fat fuck. I'm not going to feel good about myself. I'm literally trying to eat my foods to escape and try to fill a void. And now I get addicted to the food because it gives me a sugar rush, a dopamine rush. If you don't know what dopamine is, it is a happy hormone that gets released. So instead of going into that indulgence all the time, you can't because then you become addicted. And so what I do is couple times, once or twice a week. I have a little alone time, and it's a healthy way to get out that urge. So when I told her that, she goes, "So what am I, chicken and broccoli? Shit, now you're speaking womanese." And every guy's going to relate with me on this is womanese is when they take an argument, you're trying to stay on point, and they take a piece of the argument that you just said, and now they want to argue about that. And it's two things. It's a shit test, and it's B, to wear you down so you are wrong or say yes, dear. And I am not that guy. I'm not that guy. I will argue my point. I don't have to be right all the time. If you have a point, I'll give you your point. And I'll say, you know what? I was wrong there. But when I have a point, I'm going to stick to my point. So I said, no, honey. You're when I want to cook food. You are my healthy nutrition. You are what give me, it is substance versus indulgence. She goes, then why do you watch it when you're just working? And I go, well, have you ever watched the Food Network? Sometimes I like to watch a meal being made. I might learn something, or I just like to watch it. It's just entertainment. Plus, you don't have to jerk off to it to get the dopamine release. Or I'll watch it before I go to the gym so I get my testosterone up. So that's just it. And another thing is, here's another argument. Because I know a lot, I'm either pissing off a lot of ladies right now, but I'm trying to be as honest. And that's where sometimes the conflict comes in. The conflict comes in because it's honesty that it is hard for men to express their sexuality because it hurts women's feelings. Here is my other argument. It's not like I hid this. We dated for several months. Any female I date them for several months, and I go through a process because it takes a lot for me to settle down. So if I do settle down, it's a lot. But I introduce this. This is who I am. And I am slightly depraved. I have a slightly depraved sense when I have sex. I'm rough. I like S&M. I like spanking. I like choking. I know that's a little personal. It's probably a little TMI. But I brought that to the table. But the thing is, that's what she liked about me. So I didn't change anything about her. And I'm not trying to make her sound like an asshole. I have a rap sheet too. I'm not completely innocent. But in this regard, I said, because she said she wanted me to stop watching it or only watch it with her. And I said, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that because I brought this to the table, and that depravity that you like, that thing that made you attracted to me, that is comes from the same pool. You can't ask a guy that has the past that I have. And if you don't know anything about me, I'm an ex-Jehovah's Witness, former stripper, Buddhist. So I have a good amount of experience, and I need a little bit more stimulation than other guys. And that's fine. I'm not saying other guys are vanilla. Just I need a little bit more to get me going. A little more. My main thing is that that depravity that you like about me, because she was as depraved as I was, and this goes for all relationships, in my opinion. If I'm bringing that, if I stop that, you're taking from the pool of what you like. And if I keep letting you do that, I'm going to be a different dude that you fell in love with. And I'm not going to let that happen. I brought this to the table. I will bend. I will evolve. I will change. I will get better. But I will not change fundamentally what I brought to the table, what you already knew. So we eventually broke up. And here's my question is porn unhealthy for you? In my view, it's, again, like food or even drugs. Something that if you keep it at balance, if you don't keep it in an addictive nature, or if it's not filling a void, and you can keep it in a healthy spot like food, then it can be healthy. Because I went through this two-year guilt trip of myself. Why do I like this? And I did years of research, and it's literally split down the middle, where, okay, some therapists say that it's good for you and it enhances the relationship. And there's a movement called the No Fat Movement. Don't watch it at all. And the research is literally split. I've read hundreds of articles, videos, experts, and it's split down the middle. So this is where I come up with. If you're doing it, and I went through this, so I understand the guilt that some of you guys feel. After my divorce, I felt worthless. And I felt angry. And I used to just jerk off to escape it's not easy for me to talk about this shit, but I feel like I have to for my listeners. Is I used to use that to feel the same as when I did have it. It kind of brought me back to when I did have that level of sexuality or that fulfillment that having a woman in your life or having even depraved sex with someone that you care about. And this goes, so I understand why guys can get addicted to it, but that's where self-discipline comes in, mental discipline, spiritual discipline, because in my mind, if you say you date a guy that doesn't like those things, he's a good guy, let's say the typical good guy, but you try to get him to be different than what he is, that's no different than trying to change me into that guy. And I'm talking about I only want to make love to have babies, or I just want missionary, I don't want anything depraved, I want it to be me and you, I want the non-depraved stuff. If you try to, or the woman that doesn't want to do the depraved stuff, to do anal, to do, you know, tied up or dress as a little girl, that little taboo type of sex. It wouldn't be right that if I said, hey, I like this, do you want to do this with me? And she said, no, I am adamant against it. And I keep trying to convince her because that's just not in her bones. It's not in her. It's not fair for me to even date a person like that because it's not going to be, it's taking away from the happiness of the other person. So I feel, yes, you try new things. Yes, you do evolve. Yes, you do bend, but you don't change the person fundamentally of what you fell in love with. If the person is a little depraved and that's what you liked about them, you let them be who they are. But I want to know, I know this is a little longer podcast than we're used to, but I want to know, what do you think? I'm really interested. What do the guys think and what do the women think about this subject? I want you to go to The Rich Massa, therichmassa.com. Remember, it's The Rich Massa because in my mind, I'm famous already. And I want to know what you think. I'm going to pick three men and three women. I'm going to take your responses and tweet me your answer. Snapchat me, Instagram me. You can find me all. Just search The Rich Massa. Whatever social shit you like to use, message me. I'm on it. And I'm going to pick the three top, my favorite three posts from guys and three from women. And I'm going to put them on the show, possibly a video. And I want to talk about this. Is porn unhealthy for you? Tune in next week or tune in next episode. I'm going to talk about why I'm pissed off at the fitness industry for lying or completely missing the ball on how the body works. I am super pissed off at the whole industry, the supplement industry, the nutrition industry. I'm pissed off at them, so fuck them. So tune in next week, message me, and make sure you tune in to The Conflict.
You just experienced The Conflict. You can follow Rich Massa on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, or Snapchat. Just search The Rich Massa. You can also learn how to book Rich for speaking engagements, coaching, or get more infotainment at therichmassa.com.